And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right, making common sense a superpower. Hey, listen, by the way, I got to say this before we go on. You guys hear the ads that play during the break, right? And just know this, Right Side Radio is a standalone entity. We are a business unto ourselves. The sound that you hear coming out of these microphones is not owned by the radio stations that we're on. And what that means is we're a business and we have to run like any other business. And one of the ways that we make the revenue necessary to keep our business alive is by selling ads. So if you would like to be an advertiser on this show because you're listening, you're like, man, they got it going on, the Right Side Radio thing. I want to be a part of that. I believe what they believe and they believe what I believe. Well, listen, anyway, if you want to be on that team, we'd love to talk to you. All you got to do is you can't call the radio station to do it. You got to contact us. So you go to our website, rightsideradio.org, that's rightsideradio.org, and you click on the advertising and contact tab, and you just tell us, and we'll get in touch with you, and we'll line that sucker up, man. We would love to have you on the team. Rightsideradio.org, advertising, if you want to advertise on this show. All right, hey, listen, I'm switching gears. Number three of the triple dipper. Boomer, I'm getting all three dippers done, man. That's good stuff. Thank you very much. Thank you. I'm calling this one Rise Up, Church. There's a real need for the church to speak out. And when I say that, I'm not saying you have to be political. I'm not asking for churches to, get out there and endorse candidates. I'm not asking for churches to, to tell you how to vote on a piece of legislation. But churches have got to begin speaking about culture and driving people to go and do and get involved from a godly perspective in the political realm. It's not a violation of their 501c3 status to say, we believe in this or we don't believe in that. Counter to the culture going on around you, we believe you should say this or you should respond with that. And by the way, it is perfectly possible, and I've got an article here that I'll read in a minute. It is perfectly possible to voice your displeasure and still turn the other cheek. What does that mean? Well, Jesus said turn the other cheek. He did not say lay down and let them put their boot on your neck. There's a big difference. Turning the other cheek is a matter of humility. It's a matter of being willing to stick it out even though they insult you constantly. But letting them run you into the ground and ruin your life was never called for. Classic case in point, and I talked about it earlier in the show, the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence. What a sick organization. And by the way, I also am of a strong belief that the vast majority of what you might call the gay community does not appreciate some of the more extreme activists who are drawing all the attention right now. They'd like to be left alone, I'm sure, most often than not. And that being said, the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence are a sick group of individuals who have chosen to mock Christianity as part of their lifestyle. And they parade around in these costumes that, look like something out of the Hunger Games. And they literally mock Catholicism especially. And they actually have ritualistic stances and they dress like fake nuns. It's unbelievable. If that was any other faith, if conservatives started mocking them, how would that go over? We'd be run out on a rail. Well, the LA Dodgers decided to honor, the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence and their, anti-Catholic stance as heroes of the community. That didn't go over very well. Just so you know, by the way, they did. Story here came out yesterday. The Giants played the Dodgers the same night as the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence being honored in the pregame. The Dodgers lost 15-0 in the biggest blowout in Dodgers history. That's like epic. That's one step short of a lightning bolt right there is what that is. That's a 15-0, Boom. You're a baseball player.
That's huge. That's a big.
I mean, most wins are within a run or two.
Right.
15-0, a total shutout. And I find that to be, you know, more than joyous.
Yes.
As the lovely Charlene would say, that's glorious.
That is glorious.
That's her word. Yeah, that's her word. What do you think of this thing? That's glorious. That's a Charlene-ism. So we get back. I'm going to dive right in because I believe the church has got to start speaking out. You got to start speaking to the political and cultural ideologies that are out there. It doesn't mean you're political. It means that you're talking about truth. And it means you're empowering your people to engage in truth-telling in the community. And it means you're also encouraging people to recognize that if God is for us, who can be against us? But you got to quit walking around, you know, with your head down. You got to get your head up on a swivel. Be alert. Stand firm in the faith. Act like men. Be strong. Let all you do be done in love. I'm going to tell you right now, we need more people in the pulpit calling for just that. Got to have it. So, yes, I believe the church needs to start speaking up. And yes, I'm glad that one L.A. archbishop, according to the Catholic News Agency, decided to actually speak out against the actual L.A. Dodgers and hold a special mass in the same city in which that was taking place. And I'd like to read you what he said when we get back. All right, folks. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Last half hour coming up. Rise up, church. That's what I'm calling it. We'll be right back. We are back, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid and conservative and just plain right, covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. That would be Alabama. I'm talking about this show. Sends its signal way on down south of Birmingham and up north of Huntsville. Tuscaloosa, all the way back east towards Gadsden. I'm talking about parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and Mississippi even thrown in, just for good measure. All right, hey, listen, I got to tell you folks before we go any further, ZLA Solutions. So we had actually Andrew Ford, the CEO of ZLA Solutions, in the studio just, last week, I think. But they are doing an epic good job at lining up people and jobs. So, yeah, if you need work yourself, you can go to their website, ZLAUSA.com, and you can find good jobs posted all over North Alabama and beyond, really. But also, if you're an employer and you need folks, you need to fill out the ranks of your workforce. It could be one or two people you need with special niche kind of skills that are hard to find. They can get them for you. Or it could be, for that matter, you need an entire shift of people to run, I don't know, a manufacturing facility or a hospital or some other service provider type company. They can do it. They are good at it. The recruiting, the background checks, the drug testing if necessary. Blue collar, white collar, no collar, it don't matter, I always say. So yeah, ZLA Solutions. Been with us since the beginning of the show. ZLA Solutions at ZLAUSA.com. Do check them out. I'd appreciate it. And by the way, tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. So I'm talking about the church rising up, right? And this whole thing with the, like, you know, just one example, just one very obvious example, is the LA Dodgers choosing to honor as quote-unquote community heroes and a group of people that mock Christianity. Like, that's their shtick. Their shtick is literally to mock Christianity. Calling themselves Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence, they dress as outlandishly lampooning fake nuns, and they commit all kinds of, you know, orgiastic behavior in the name of rituals that they're just like, you know, masses. It's unreal. Well, Archbishop of Los Angeles, Jose Gomez, celebrated the special mass the other day. And in that, he called people to remember that we are to love regardless. But then he said this. He said, Jesus commands us to forgive those who trespass against us and to pray for those who persecute us. He taught us to oppose, though, what is wrong and support what is true and beautiful. So today we ask him to give us strength to do that. And he called out the situation at the Dodgers. And I'm glad he did. Churches have got to speak up. They've got to. I mean, right now, sometimes it's about remembering that a church denomination has to also wake up. And we're seeing an amazing revolution going on right now in the United Methodist denomination. It's sad, really, because it's about people who have determined that they will take over the denomination in violation of its own precepts, which is what the gay community is trying to do. So the United Methodist denomination actually has their laws, their statement, I forget what they call it now. It's like their statement of bylaws or anyway, but the end result is they do not ordain ordain gay ministers or conduct same-sex ceremonies, unless they just feel like it, apparently. And mainstream United Methodists are sick of it. Right now, according to the story on 1819 News, 500 Methodist churches have now left the United Methodist Church in Alabama alone just in the last year or so. One particular pastor, Reverend John Blunt of St. Andrew's United Methodist Church in Panama City, he questioned the integrity of the United Methodist Church's Alabama West Florida Conference. And he said that what they're trying to do now is make it harder for us to just decide that, you know, if we just want to follow what's called the United Methodist Book of Discipline, that's what it's called. If we don't want to fight, if we want to abide by the Book of Discipline, it's just harder now to leave. He said that individuals in large churches, and he named a couple of them, he said they have a kind of a system of silencing their congregations to prevent those with conservative views from voicing their perspectives. He said that silencing that's happened at those large churches is now being enforced on small churches like mine. But I've been telling my people, let's keep talking. We're going to have difficult conversations. We're going to have them. That's how we're going to get through this together. That's a pastor who decided he has to speak out. That's a leader right there. But there's a great piece. By the way, all these stories, if you're wondering where they are, these stories are up right now. Boomer put them up earlier today. You can go to our website, rightsideradio.org. Go to the live stream page. That's where you can pick up either the audio or the video of the show while it's live. You can also see it through the internet there. But there's a button that says resources. You click on that. Every story that I'm rattling the paper for is on there where you can get it yourself. In fact, one of the best ones that I recommend to you, I'm about to get to in just a moment. But I've got a piece here from Town Hall. It's called Why Are Churches Caving to Political and Cultural Ideologies? Came out yesterday, 2 days ago, I'm sorry. It says it's not unusual for Christian churches to change over time. Faith leaders within their denominations gather periodically to contemplate issues related to doctrine, and discussions often involve how to interpret the Bible and apply it to their practices. I mean, think about it. The style of the physical church has changed. Stained glass windows are less of a thing in the churches that are being built now. That doesn't mean they changed their views. You got the idea that you can have contemporary worship. That doesn't change the views of the gospel. You've got the ability for people to, more often than not, go to church dressed more casually than used to be their tradition. That does not lessen the quality of the teaching. All right. But he goes on this article to say, but something corrosive happens when the interpretation is colored by political or social ideology. Rather than earnestly discussing the nature of biblical truth and how to exercise it, the process becomes tainted by transient secular influences. He points out, churches across Germany modified their practices to affirm the emerging political powers of the 1920s and 30s. The 1920 Nazi platform, it says, declared, we demand the freedom of our religious confessions in the state, but included the proviso that religious freedoms were permitted as long as they did not jeopardize the state's existence or conflict with the manners and moral sentiments of the Germanic race. In other words, the churches fell in line with the politics, and we know what happened then. Churches have got to speak out, cannot be silent, not in this time. It may be uncomfortable, and we're not asking you to endorse a candidate. In fact, I'd prefer you not. We're not asking you to jump out there and espouse a political party, I'd prefer they not. But what you can say in the pulpit is truth. What you can say is, ladies and gentlemen, what you saw over there at Target is wrong. Ladies and gentlemen, what you saw on the LA Dodgers, that's wrong. Ladies and gentlemen, what you saw with the 1619 Project or what you see about extremism in our ranks, do you see it around you right now? No. You go out and love your neighbor and just know this, we are not systemically racist as a nation. It is time for the church to speak out to these cultural issues. Last piece I've got, I found it to be one of the best ones that I'd seen. The headline is, Close Your Wallets, Cleanse the Temples, and Hit the Streets. A guy named Dr. Matthew Petrusik has this one. You can find it on our website in the Resources tab. He says, what to do? The most tempting response is also the most useless. We can get angry and indulge in defeatism, shake our lowered heads and repost and retweet and whisper our consternation among other believers. Feeling a bit bolder then? Write a whole article in tones of deep indignation. But none of it matters. It won't change a thing. The reason is because no one who has the direct power to stop the carnival of prejudice and depravity cares what any of us think. They don't care about logic, about arguments, about science, about hypocrisy, about civilizational stability, about tradition, about religion, or even about whether outside of their peer group they are even widely disliked. In other words, things like Hollywood, corporate America, big tech, they don't care if we just talk amongst ourselves. It doesn't bother them a bit if we sit around and grumble. Well, Target doing all that stuff. Dylan Mulvaney being on that beer can. So what do you do? Well, one bishop suggested make them pay. You can boycott and protest. Isn't that cancel culture? Isn't that what that is, cancel culture? No, I think there's a difference. Choosing to stop buying Bud Light is a lot different than demanding someone lose their job. The cultural, political, and economic grounds have radically shifted, he says. Living as if it were 1998 or even 2018 is not only imprudent, it's delusional. Things are not going to get better on their own. No one's coming to save us. The institutional powers will not cease degrading and harassing unless we stop them. How do we do it? We stop giving them money, any money. Stop giving money to businesses that support the pride ideology. Is there a rainbow flag in the window? Don't go in. Doesn't mean you protest and burn their store down and, you know, demand that they fire all their employees. It just means you look at your friend and go, ah, I'm shopping somewhere else. Yeah, me too. They'll notice. He also says you should peacefully take to the streets. Really? Yeah. He points out, look what the March for Life accomplished. Abortion is now illegal or highly restricted in nearly half the country. How about we start having a March for Childhood Innocence? How about a march for the natural family? We can do this, he says. Religious leaders, he says, have to stop making excuses, or even worse, stop promoting this poison with strategically ambiguous and deceptively incomplete claptrap of things like, we're welcoming and affirming. You are facilitating the persecution of the church. You are the wolves in sheep's clothing, he says. And he goes on to say this at the end. Jesus Christ commanded us to love our enemies. Yes, he did. Not to guide their boots onto our necks. So we should put away our wallets, pick up our cross, and make it clear to every marketer, accountant, and CEO who still cares about staying solvent that they now have a choice to make. It's either us, the people who are content to give them money and then be on our way as long as we're not excluded or insulted, or you can choose them, the people who have no qualms running their business into the ground if they don't serve the totalitarian elite. What an amazing article. So well written. I don't even know who this guy is, but he worded everything so well, I wish I had written it. I'm just telling you, folks, we need the church to rise up. We need the pastors to be willing to say, not here's who you vote for, or here's your candidate, or here's your Republican or Democrat party. No, that's not what I'm talking about. But we do need them to speak truth to power. We do need them to tell their congregations, listen, vote the Bible. Vote the Bible, and we'll be fine. And oh, by the way, I'm the pastor, and our church is not buying supplies at Target anymore. I'm the pastor of this church, And we will not be hanging a rainbow pride flag out in front of the church. I'm the pastor, and I don't care what anybody says, but we're not going to have a same-sex marriage in the church where it's not. I'm the pastor, and I believe in this nation, and I will stand up for the national anthem, and I believe all you should too. And if your kids kneel down to the high school football game, you need to admonish them. I'm the pastor of this church, and I will go and write an op-ed in the local paper and say that our church stands for truth. We need the church to rise up. I'm going to tell you right now, we need it more than ever. All right, boom shakalaka, take us to the last break of the day. We'll do that. We'll come back and put a lid on it. I'll catch up with some text messages. I see a few new ones in the string. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. You guys, stay tuned. We'll be right back. Back, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right, saving the world one soundbite at a time. It's been a good show, great content. Again, those resources, especially those last part there, if you want to grab any of those articles, they're on the resources button at the live stream section of the rightsideradio.org website. There's so much stuff on this website. I want to encourage you to check that out too, by the way, rightsideradio.org. You got all the information about, you know, who we are and what we do. You got the live stream, the audio, the podcast capabilities. Everything's on there. You got articles. My latest one came out today, just this morning, as a matter of fact. All my articles are posted on there. Got a recommended reading list, the different books that, you know, we sort of keep on the short list of things that we just recommend highly that you read. Photo gallery. Different videos and things, and of course, advertising is on there. So if you want to jump in to rightsideradio.org, you will not be disappointed. Let me jump over here to the text line, see what we got going on. Ken from Harvest, you said now is not a good time for weak leadership. When is it ever a good time for a country to project weakness? Well, that's a good point, Ken. I didn't mean that there was a good time some other. Maybe this is a worse time than usual, but your point is well taken, sir. Thank you very much. Ken from Harvest. Missy from Falkville sending me something. Secretary Blinken says the U.S. does not support Taiwan independence after meeting with Xi in China. I'm telling you, man, I'm starting to feel like Xi's got pictures of them in a drawer somewhere, and he's showing them what he's going to tell the world. I don't know what's going on, but there's like a whole lot of caving going on to China just in the last couple of days. Oh, they didn't mean to fly that spy balloon over our country. That was not what they intended. And now Blinken is standing there in China doing a presser going, yeah, you know, we don't support Taiwan independence. Wonderful. Whatever happened to strategic ambiguity? Barry from Athens regarding the L.A. Dodgers. Says, I wonder what Tommy Lasorda would think about the Dodgers' actions. Indeed. I'm pretty sure he'd be up at the main office having a few words. JT from Lacey Springs says, it's total jackassery. Oh, yeah. Total L.A. Dodgers. Total jackassery. And then he says, 15-0, maybe the Dodgers team that night were all women thinking that they were men. Who knows? I can't explain. Wade from Huntsville regarding the score says Major League Baseball scores run 10 to 15 runs quite frequently now. 10 plus runs 15 times in the past week. Yeah, but not a 15-0 shutout. It's a little different, Wade. This is a 15-0 shutout. It's the biggest shutout in LA Dodgers history. So I hear what you're saying. High scores are becoming the norm. Rule changes are making it easier, but nonetheless, 15-0. That ain't never good. What else we got? Yeah. I got a new texter on the line who needs to tell us who they are with an area code from 336. That's North Carolina. But it says, the listener does say, hit the nail on the head. The churches have to speak up. Thank you, anonymous listener from North Carolina. We appreciate you. John C. from Madison. The church needs to speak out while they still can. The late 1930s in Nazi Germany, the churches did not speak out. 1938, during the Night of Broken Glass, it was called Kristallnacht, yeah, over 1,000 synagogues and Jewish homes were destroyed. Thousands of Jews were arrested and sent to concentration camps. Do we want that here? The Jews had no choice. Will we speak out, or is it too late? That's John C. with a historic call to action there. John from Huntsville. Oh, I'll come back to that one in 1 second. Jeff from Indiana takes it in and says, Joe Biden's a traitor to the country, and his administration is a direct reflection of that. Strong words, but wow, there you are. And then Teresa from Town Creek. The Dodgers learned you don't mock God. I'm digging it. I do kind of wish there had been a lightning bolt in the outfield, though. I think that would have been epic. Just saying.
That would definitely have been epic.
That would have been an attention grabber, yes. I'm pretty sure.
Oh, okay, my bad.
Moon Pie from Madison. Senator, Xi does not have those pictures in the drawer somewhere. He has the payment receipts. Oh.
I was going to go like
that. Oh, that one. Hit the explosion sound on that one. That was spot on. Moon Pie from Madison, digging it in. Lastly, I will say, John from Huntsville just texted in and says, Phil, awesome job today. Enjoyed all three dippers, especially the last one because you're 100% correct. The church does need to rise up. So you get an A++, and Boomer gets an A+, which is a big improvement from Friday's C+.
Yes, I got a C+, Friday. I got to own it. What? Because it comes from John.
What was the C+ based on?
Because I'm a Bama fan. And,
that's what it was for.
Yeah.
And you and Jay Bird got on a rant about Bama?
Yeah, Jay Bird is definitely a big Bama fan as well. But it was the new scheduling thing. So.
Okay.
It's all right.
I go away for one day.
I'll go with it, John. It's okay.
I go away for one day. one lousy day.
I don't.
Yeah. All right, listen. Your back gets better tonight, I predict it.
Yes. I'm hoping.
We're back here tomorrow, too. You guys have an amazing night. We love you.